here, right here. Oh, just wait. Sorry. I'm late.
I ain't dead yet.
It's also for healing. And celebration, you know?
I'd like to sit at that table.
Why?
I'd like to sit at that table.
I know, but they're still eating. It's
fine. I can see that.
I don't know, I think in like a year or so, you know, I think I'll be ready, but I don't know, I want to get married. I just, like, eventually, you know, I just don't want to right now. Plus, we're kind of on this, like, cruise control, you know? Which is normal. I mean, it happens to every couple. It happened to us.
Where'd you tell me you were going?
To visit you.
Yeah, right.
To visit my dad.
I believe that.
I invited him, actually. But it turns out he was really, really busy.
You always were a terrific liar.
That's not fair. I really do love him, you know.
Yeah, I do. He's the right guy for you.
I mean, what do you want to do? Are you thinking family, bachelorhood, college, job?
You don't have to worry about me. My world's my fucking oyster. Thanks for coming.
I really wanted to see you.
Glad you came. Say hi to Alan for me.
I think
somewhere you gotta be?
No, sure.
How long's he been waiting?
17 minutes, sir.
Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
Sir, Staff Sergeant Montgomery reports.
At ease. How you getting on, Montgomery?
It's going well, sir.
I have an assignment for you, Montgomery. So happens that over the few months you have left on your enlistment, you will get your chance to render some of your most valuable service to your country. I am assigning you to a casualty notification team.
Sir.
Captain Stone will show you the ropes. He is the expert. But until he does, I just want to make myself very clear that although most of your time will remain occupied by your other duties, TNO is to be your absolute priority. This mission is not simply important. It is sacred.
Sir, if I may.
Go ahead.
I've never received any grief counseling, let alone given it. I'm not a religious man, sir.
We are just there for notification, not God, not heaven.
Montgomery, this job is about character. Now, I have had soldiers go out on notification and break into a stutter. Man, so nervous. They read from a script, or they get the name wrong, or the address. Too many tears. I need men of solid stature. Now, you are a model soldier. Hell, you're a goddamn hero.
Casualty is a soldier who's been killed, wounded, missing, captured, beleaguered, or besieged. Of course, our job's mainly about killed. What you actually need to do is pretty simple. Read the guidebook. Learn the script. Stick to the script. Fill in the blanks from the casualty report. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
Can you look at me when I speak with you? Much appreciated. Never say stuff like lost or expired or passed away, things people misunderstand. I knew this guy who once told this old lady that her grandson was no longer with us. She thought he had defected to the enemy, started calling him a traitor. We need to be clear, need to say killed or died. What we don't say is the deceased or the body. We call each casualty by name. We honor them. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Then look at me, Sergeant. You do not speak with anybody other than the next of kin. No friend, no neighbor, no co-worker or mistress. Hours of operation are 0600 to 2200 hours. We don't want to wake anybody up in the middle of the night. Though if you ask me, hitting them with the news at the crack of dawn is not exactly a great way to start their day, breakfast-wise.
What do we do if the next of kin isn't around?
We leave. We don't wait. We don't lurk. We come back later. This is a zero-defect mission, a pure hit-and-get operation.
Is that it, sir?
One more thing. You do not touch the NOK. Avoid physical contact with the next of kin, unless it's a medical emergency, like if they are having a heart attack or something. You are representing the Secretary of the Army, not Will Montgomery, so in case you feel like offering a hug or something, don't. It'll only get you in trouble.
I'm not going to be offering any hugs, sir. Is that it?
No. These are the rules. It's not the job. The job is about something else. You got to do it before you can understand. You a head case?
No, sir.
I surely hope not. And that's it. You can go.
Sergeant, one more thing.
We make it our business to deliver the news within 24 hours of positive ID. The ideal has been 4. We're racing Fox, CNN, Drudge Report, what have you. Not to mention any soldier with a cell phone or webcam. Whole point is we got to be first. So if you're in bed or church or the ballet, this baby stays on.
Yes, sir.
Tried and true. Long battery life, too. Can't be beat. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking shit. I'm a goddamn decorated war hero with 3 months left to serve, and they draft me into the Angels of Death Squadron. I get a beeper, canned speech, and a lunatic commanding officer to surf a fucking ocean of grief. Am I right?
More or less, sir. Am I right?
Private! Read the fucking manual. You have 130 degree heat. You have sand blasting. You fake the hose right under the housing. Break the suction. Every second you're on the side of the road increases your chances of getting shot. Your boy's shot, your boy's blown up, no Haji arm is gonna protect you. Plus, you're fucking up a $5 billion a week operation because you don't have a 25-cent cooling hose. So you think ahead. You have 10 in the back. You think ahead. You prepare. You think ahead.
Yeah, well, should be in the next couple blocks.
We should just ask someone.
No. First of all, men don't ask for directions, much less soldiers. Soldiers on a notification definitely, positively, do not ask for freaking directions. No GPS, no MapQuest. We navigate. Second, you never want to park too close. They hear a car park, go to the window, see two soldiers getting out. It's just a minute of torture. No, I should warn you, some of them do have guns. Knocking is ominous, but ringing is jarring. Or worse, sometimes you get one of those god-awful chirping doorbells. Some sing-songy shit throws you right off your game. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, and sorry your husband is dead, doesn't flow, so I knock. I don't really like to say good morning or good afternoon either. There ain't nothing good about it. I used to introduce myself, that's standard, but now I think it's rude. It ain't about me. Lose the shades. We're looking for Mrs. Tina Burrell. She in?
Is Levi in trouble again? I'm his girlfriend.
We need to speak with Mrs. Burrell.
Okay, come in. Come in. Please, sit down. I just made some tea. Do you want some?
Ma'am, could you please get Mrs. Burrell?
Yeah, she's down the block. She just called. She'll be back in a minute.
She's not here in 30 seconds. We're gone. Sit.
Well, I'm Monica. I'm Leroy's girlfriend. And this is Baby. He's a boy. But he don't know that yet, so don't tell him, because I ain't calling him Junior. What did he do?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Our orders are to speak with Mrs. Burrell.
Well, I am, too. I mean, I was gonna be. We were supposed to get married, but then my father got laid off, and... Look, I know Leroy's always saying the wrong thing, but he's a good man. Please just tell me.
We'll be back.
Sir, tell me. Oh, my God. No, please, God, no.
What's going on?
No, please.
Bad news, Mr. Burrell. Secretary of the Army has asked me to express his deepest regret that your son, Private First Class Leroy Burrell.
No, no, no. You gotta go. You gotta go.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Burrell.
No. Listen. No. That's my baby. We can't do this, right? Now, look,
your
Monica.
Son killed yesterday by a roadside bomb. Casualty assistant.
No! Don't you say that about my baby. Don't you say that about my baby.
I'm very sorry for your loss, ma'am. Casualty assistance officer will contact you shortly. I hope you're in for the
field.
We left him with the next door neighbor. Hard. Very hard.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. All right, thanks. Good luck. CAO is on the way. No such thing as a satisfied customer.
Double whiskey, please.
Hot water and lemon.
And a glass of ice. I'm in AA, if you're asking. Been sober 3 years. Mind you, I never drank anything stronger than pop. Of course, my pop would drink just about anything. They tell them to get ready when their kids deploy, but they never really listen, do they? Soldiers go to war, and everyone waves flags and applauds, look at charts, study strategies, have informed opinions. And then bullets fly and soldiers die, and it's such a shock. Fuck that. What did they think it was going to be like? Fear Factor?
Where'd you see action?
Desert Storm, Desert Shield. Never got a crack at enduring freedom or Iraqi freedom, much to my chagrin. Wasn't much of war, but I got my baptism, too. You weren't the only one getting shot at. So they say you saved your buddies. Know what I think? I think they ought to show every goddamn funeral on TV live. Have the president come around from time to time and eulogize, vice president. Get people used to it. I mean, we at war or not. Thank you.
Okay. Let me know if you guys need anything else.
Oh, you know it already, Emily. I'd like to strap her on and wear her like a government-issued gas mask.
I got my sights on her, so don't even go there.
Roger that.
I figure I could play the sensitivity card, tell her what my day was like down in Death Valley. And again, sympathy backfires. She'll never leave. Trust me, I've been married 3 times, twice to the same woman. Now you know what the mission is.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not cut out for it. You're not cut out for it. Do you have a girl? You got to think about it.
Kelly. We were together since we were little kids. And when I was deployed, everything...
She wanted you to commit. You balked. And the minute you were gone, Jody plunked his ass down into the Lazy Boy. Probably dodged a bullet. The only reason they get married like that is the extra pay. Cut them in, then cut them loose. Of course, they can always get pregnant and bleed you dry. It's too easy.
I just told her she was free. I didn't want you knocking on her door.
Yeah, well, anyway, a lot of Shelleys out there.
Kelly.
You know, up to Vietnam, they used to send a telegram. If it was your wife, what would she want?
Just making sure you're on your toes.
Is this a joke, sir?
No, I just, since I stopped drinking, I stay up nights, especially after notifying someone.
So, you think you might stay on after your enlistment's up? I mean...
Hell, what's your email, anyway? D-I-M?
Have a computer.
Really? Well, how does that work? Hey, you're funny.
What?
You calling my beeper?
No, I'm not.
Oh, shit. Get ready. I'll meet you on post.
What's going on?
You gotta get out of here. Don't look at me like that. I gotta go, so you gotta go. Come on. Let's go.
I'm getting married or something?
No, I'm just... got... work.
In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, what do? Deliver babies?
Specialist Eric Martin killed in action.
I got it covered.
I'm doing this one. Southern Red.
It's okay, I'll do it.
If I'm assigned to do something, I'm going to do it, sir. Specialist Eric Martin.
Well, okay. It's your man this time.
So?
Men try harder to keep it together. They're also the ones that can hurt you.
Doing this.
Well then, reach down your pants, grab a double handful of balls, and do it right. You can come here and you can invest here. And I'm able to stay 50 times the current minimum wage. If you can do that, come.
Oh,
go. Let's go.
Excuse me?
Mr. Martin?
Oh, shit.
Dale Martin? The Secretary of the Army has asked me to express his deep regret that your son, Specialist Eric Martin, was killed in action yesterday in southern Iraq by sniper fire. You will receive a more complete report as soon as possible, sir. What we can tell you right now is that his platoon came under sniper fire, and it was an instant death. I'm so sorry.
Look at that tree. I said, look at that fucking tree. It's the same age as my son. If I don't go, who's gonna go in place of me? That's what he said.
A casualty assistance officer will contact you in four
fucking
hours.
Fucking bastards.
We'll notify you in 4 hours. Is there a neighbor or a friend or a family member that can come and help you in your trying time?
Why aren't you there? Why aren't you dead? Huh?
I'm sorry, sir.
Why aren't you there now?
I'm sorry.
Fucking cowards.
Let's go.
I don't care if you're fucking sorry.
We're done here.
So you're sorry to me? You tell his mother? Are you gonna tell his mother? He's fucking 20 years old.
Keep walking.
You fucking coward.
Keep walking.
I don't fucking care.
Sergeant, he touches you again, I'll handle it.
What? Fucking handle what? You fucking handle what? You fucking cowards!
One way or another, we're all God's children.
It's all fortune cookies to me, sir.
I'm not really happy with these drops. I'm gonna prescribe something else. What's the doctor saying about the leg?
It's getting better. No, but I'm sort of rooting for the eye.
It's not a race. Polytrauma takes a lot of patience. The body parts are literally on different schedules.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men, how's it go? And put Humpty back together again.
Kelly's phone. This is Alan. Answer off.
Son of a bitch.
Mr. Dimitri.
Don't say anything. I'll do the talking.
Sergeant? License registration?
What did I do?
You went through a red light about a half a mile back.
It was yellow.
It was red when he went through
it. It's an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
The soldier died. We're going to notify the widow.
It's not an emergency.
It's about timing. You know that.
Yeah, well, you get into a wreck on your way to a notification, you kill somebody, you get yourself killed. How's that gonna feel? That's a jackass move.
You believe this shit?
Excuse me?
No, he's right. He's right. I don't want to do this anyway. You want to do it? Go to this address. Her name is Olivia Peterson. Knock on her door and break her little heart. Fuck it. Well, let's pretend it didn't happen. Let her find out that he got blown up from some kid at the local news desk. Let him put her on hold, because you don't give a fuck about her, do you?
No. No.
You are just doing your job.
Get the hell out of here.
Steesburg, covered in human organs and pepper.
Could be worse. Could be Christmas. Jesus. Mrs. Peterson. Are you Mrs. Peterson?
How did it happen?
Did anyone talk with you already, ma'am?
How did he die?
He was killed in action yesterday in the city of Mosul. That's all the information we have now, ma'am, but the Secretary of the Army extends his deepest sympathies to you.
And there's no need. I would ask you in, but my little boy. Am I supposed to call Phil's parents?
Not unless you want to, ma'am. Your husband's DD-93 has you listed as a primary NOK and them as secondary. They moved to Florida. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
A local notification team has been alerted, and they're waiting for us to give them the go-ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
The casualty assistance officer will contact you shortly to help make arrangements for the funeral.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye. Hey.
Ma'am, would you like us to notify your child?
What? No. I can tell my little boy. Okay, goodbye. I know this can't be easy for you.
If you have any further questions, just...
No, thanks.
Sergeant. I know this can't be easy for you. You believe that? That's a first. She's banging someone. See the shirt she was hanging? Her husband dies 10,000 miles away. She's got a man on the clothesline already. Hey, we getting in this vehicle sometime today?
We walk into these people's lives. We don't know shit.
Trust me, you don't want to know. Come on. From now on, we take the silver bullet. Your wheels are crap.
Why are you giving me pancakes?
Because you're my baby and I love you.
What's wrong?
You gonna pretend you don't have one? I know you have her picture. I'm willing to bet the next round on it. What have we here? Nice. You can afford the next round. Very nice. Table grade. I could sop her up with a biscuit.
Yeah, well, she has a very serious boyfriend.
No, I don't buy it. Not this girl. There's nothing serious about her. She's having a ball down in Nowheresville while you pine for her. You still got her number? Listen, I thought we had a great time the other night. You were amazing, as was I. And, sorry I had to go, but, tonight's another night.
I'm pregnant. I'm just fucking with you. Have a good life.
A good life. Hey, you got my hopes up.
Glass of ice, hot water, lemon.
Paid in full.
I'm gonna clean my head out.
Where you going?
I'm gonna go home.
What for? Internet porn? Come on, you don't even have a computer. I was bullshitting.
Yeah,
stay. Forget women. We'll talk about something else, right? Sleep when you're dead. What's your deal? Your folks around?
My father's gone. My mom's a nut. I haven't seen her in years.
Another lost child looking for a family, huh?
Guess so. Why'd you join?
A dare.
Dare? Why are you still here?
Well, they offered me a commission. No one dared me to leave. And I dare you to stay.
answer. Iraq, Afghanistan, maybe? Wherever we go next?
Possibly. That's crazy.
Hey, it's crazy, but it's real. And the Army's hard work. Fighting terrorists, rebuilding countries, saving lives.
And risking our lives?
I don't have to remind you how many Americans lost their lives just showing up for work one morning in September, do I?
That's right.
No, I didn't think so. Shoot, there's risk in the Army, there's risk in life. But we're talking about rewards here. And we're talking about a feeling that you can get. But not from slinging hot dogs at a ball game or bags of groceries at a supermarket. We're talking about honor and discipline.
Self-respect.
Thank you.
I just want to fuck some shit up.
That does come with a job sometimes.
Oh, come on.
You have any sort of skills you want to bring to the Army?
Leave them alone. They're just kids.
Oh, ma'am, these young men want to serve their country, but they're here by their free will.
Oh, you want to take a look? You want to take a look at this, see?
Okay, ma'am.
Do you want to guess what it's for?
Ma'am.
There's a sticker on my husband's coffin that says, remains unviewable.
We're very sorry.
Yeah, nice big tall boys like you. What's left could fit inside a shoebox.
I understand you're upset.
You need to calm down.
Ma'am, why don't you take your son home?
Wait,
why don't you take your son home and calm down for
her? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Why doesn't everybody just go home? That's right. Go home.
Sergeant.
Why don't you go home, man? Why doesn't everybody just go home?
You guys know where to find us.
Just go home.
You okay?
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
What? No, thank you. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Come on.
Come on.
Take this suit.
Pick it up. I've asked you to pick that up. Pick it up. Now. Do not do that.
I was getting a prescription at the mall. And that's why I was at the mall. I have this... I gotta take drops for...
It's okay now? Is it okay now?
Yeah. Gets dry. It's kind of spotty. New transmission soon.
Can I pay you something?
No.
I should get a new car at some point, but it just feels wrong. And with the new money.
Do you play?
No. I work at Lock and Keep. It's a storage space on 3rd Street Battalion. You know, sometimes people leave things behind. Nice things. A new mattress, coffee table, framed pictures of strangers.
I'm gonna get going.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah. Get a new transmission soon. Seriously.
Thanks for the ride. Bye.
Not what I said.
But you are trying to fuck her, aren't you?
Not trying anything, sir. I fixed her car. You saw the shirt? She's got someone.
Who?
I don't know.
You don't know. Jesus, why is it always the quiet ones? Where are your morals, hero? It's just too easy. You bring her husband's death, and then you try to fuck her. And by the way, if she's into you, she's into some really weird twists. She's a real head case. You've been warned.
Thank you, sir. I will make a note of that.
I bet her husband couldn't wait to get away from her and back in theater.
For Central, a stalled car blocking the middle lane, traffic slowing down from the...
We're here to speak with Mrs. Galindo.
What? This is some kind of joke?
No, sir.
There's no Mrs. Galindo here.
Marla Galindo, are you saying she
Hold
moved
it.
Or...
Marla! Marla!
What?
They look so tired of this shit.
What? What did I do?
There are a couple of soldiers downstairs. They're asking for a Mrs. Galindo.
Dad, should I tell you, but I...
Tell me what? What are you talking about? Wait a minute. What's going on?
I didn't tell you, but I knew how you felt, and there
what
was
do you
so,
say?
So little time.
Wait, you married that little grease ball?
Please don't call him that. You always do that.
Mrs. Galindo.
Hold on. I'm dealing with some family stuff. Could you just step outside?
I have bad news for you, Mrs. Galindo.
Can you just leave us for a second?
Your husband.
Can you ask somebody to shut up?
Mario Galindo was killed last night in Iraq by an improvised explosive device. The Secretary of the Army has asked me to express his deepest sympathy to you. A casualty assistance officer will contact you in the next few hours. We're very sorry for your loss, man.
So this tribal chief, he's this old-looking guy. I figure he's around 50. He's maybe older, maybe 60. His face is all sagging, fucking gray. He got a bunch of teeth missing. The guy's got fucking scurvy. All kinds of, smells of shit. We all called him Haji Wan Kenobi. So he tells me he's not used to making deals like this with a kid. So I tell him, hey, man, I'm 28.
Right? 29 next month.
I'm no kid, Gramps. But then, so the chief says, 28? You can't be 28. You're a beautiful man. You must be 20, 21. I'm thinking, what is he talking about? What is this? He likes me? He wants to get in my pants? But the guy, he's getting all depressed. He starts saying, this country's shit. This country's cursed. I try to tell him, hey, man, it ain't that bad since we came in and liberated your sandy asses. And then he goes, not that bad? Look at me. I'm 27. It's all a goat fucking, man. Poor asshole. He got one here, a couple of years. One went through his chest. You could almost hear the lungs deflate. Like, one of his own men did it. Anyway, he was a funny guy. Haji Wan Kenobi. I liked him. What's going on? What is this? Funeral all of a sudden? I'll be right back.
You okay?
Yeah, sure.
coming back from another planet.
What are you talking about, man? I'm fine. I'm home, baby. I'm fucking home, sweet home.
And we gotta take warriors through war so they can command the next batch. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Sergeant. Lady, is this the guy I told you about?
Well, this is Claire and Laura.
It's Lara.
Hey, baby.
I'm sorry.
Nice to meet you.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Likewise, Lara.
You coming in?
Yeah, in a minute.
I'm buying.
I'll be in.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Lady?
No.
Everybody's all fucking concerned. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Ready. Aim. Fire. Ready. Aim. Fire. Ready. Freeze it. Arm.
Angel Vasquez.
Es usted Angel Vasquez.
Sí. You speak English.
Habla inglés.
No.
Mr. Vasquez, the Secretary of the Army, has asked me to extend his deepest regret that your daughter, Patricia, was killed in a helicopter crash at 7 a.m. our time in the Anbar province of Iraq. You'll be further advised as more information
comes.
The Secretary of the Army extends his deepest sympathy to you and your family in your tragic loss.
En esta trágica pérdida.
Estoy seguro que no te he equivocado. Tenía que estar equivocado.
Positive identification has been made.
Hemos hecho una positiva identificación de su hija Patricia, señor.
No puede ser.
Sí, it can't be.
I'm very sorry, sir.
Lo lamentamos mucho, señor.
Estoy equivocado. No puede ser así.
Disculpa, señor, pero no es equivocación.
Thank you.
vacation. It was really dumb. You know, I wanted us to be able, I hope you're not mad, okay? You didn't RSVP, so. I was scared to tell you. I don't know, there's like all this stress. You know, I don't even want this stupid party anyways. And his parents... Sorry, it's like not even your problem. I'm crazy, I know. Alan and I got in a big fight about it, and... Don't come, okay? Just forget the invitation, forget me, just... I'm sorry.
Kid got it pretty good, huh? I brought you this. It's, it was my unit's flag.
I already have two.
Matt. Say thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. No flags and casseroles, I can't seem to get enough of them.
If I can do anything.
I know where to find you. Anyway, we're leaving town.
Where are you going?
I haven't decided. You know, it's funny, we always had to move wherever the army sent us, and now I don't know where to go.
If you need help with any, you know, packing boxes or putting things in boxes.
You know, I can pack up this house in a day and unpack it in two. Plenty of practice. Thanks for the flag.
Sure.
We were, thinking about getting some pizza.
Can I watch TV?
After you finish your broccoli.
Mom, there's no broccoli.
Oh. Must have left it in the microwave.
I should probably go. But thank you for the pizza.
It was nice hanging with you, Matt.
How come he doesn't have to eat his broccoli?
I could eat broccoli.
I'm not eating mine.
I'll have yours.
Friday's my last day. I thought you could take some of this stuff, you know? It's just left here, and it seems such a waste. Anybody looking at us right now would say that you're a lowlife trying to take advantage of my grief. And that I'm a slut. And that I'm not really grieving. If you lose anybody...
Friends over there, my father during peacetime, a drunk driver.
Did they catch him?
No, my father was the drunk driver. My mom woke me up in the middle of the night and she said, his brakes failed. Start crying. Made me want to be a mechanic by age 10.
So your mom notified you? I'm gonna go get a shower.
Why?
Because I smell. I'm gonna get a cup of coffee. Do you want one? When Phil re-enlisted for a third tour, like he needed to go, staying home was no longer an option. I was relieved to see him go. I missed him, but I didn't miss the guy that just left. I miss the man he was a long time ago. morning, I opened the closet, and a shirt fell out, and I smelled it, and it smelled awful. Horrible. Not of like another woman or booze or cigarettes or it smelled of rage and of fear. It smelled of the man that he had become over there, you know? And he didn't treat me or his little boy very good when he was at home. So in a way, in my mind, it was like he was dead already. Anyway, I washed the shirt. And then you came. Him once, and it's weird because now he's dead, and just I love him again. But more for my little boy. I'm sorry, I should never have brought you here. God. I'm sorry. Oh.
Don't be. It's not that I don't want it. I just...
No. Me too.
If I stay here for a few minutes.
Sure. Just slam the door real hard. The lock's kind of funky.
Soldier dies in a black op mission someplace we never admitted being. The Army calls his death an accident. Why? To protect the next one. Another soldier dies slipping into a ditch called a combat death. Just to give it a meaning.
What's your point?
My point My point is that sometimes the Army has to be concerned with something bigger than the truth. And it's not that they don't care about you. On the contrary, there is not a family on God's green earth that takes better care of you than the U.S. Army.
Really?
Really. Civilian life, people ain't seen shit. It's too late for you. You've already seen the shit. You can't unsee it anymore. You can't be a insurance salesman now, brother. It's too fucking late.
How's that beautiful garden?
It's doing well. It's his pride,
Joy. Oh, yes. He must have you working on it.
Eyes off the spot.
Yes, yes. I'll see you, Ralph. Goodbye, Mrs. Flanagan.
Goodbye,
Ralph Flanagan?
Do I know you?
You're Walton Flanagan's father.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, what's wrong? Ralph? Oh. Ralph? Ralph?
Oh, no.
Ma'am.
No.
What?
No.
Talk to me, sweetheart.
The Secretary of the Army has asked me to express his deep regret that your son, Walton Flanagan, died yesterday in Iraq. The Secretary of the Army extends his deepest sympathy to you and your family and your tragic loss. A casualty assistance officer will contact you within a few hours. Do you need anything? Do you need a ride? Do you want us to call someone?
No.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry, sir. Where'd they go?
They took off.
What?
What'd I tell you from day one? You do not touch the NOK. You gotta wake the fuck up. You're not in high school. You're not in a fucking rock band. You're in the Army.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm in the Army. I gave blood to the Army. I got blown up in a firefight that lasted longer than your entire war. I didn't sunbathe in Kuwait with the rest of the Pogues. I fought!
That was not your job, and you did not follow procedure.
Fuck procedure, Tony. They're human beings. They're just people. They're not like you.
It's gonna take you a week at this rate. Get in! And guess what? I already let it go. Hey, stubborn, get in the fucking car! Morissette thinks you need some time away. Clear your head. Told me to look after you.
Yeah,
I don't need anything.
If you walk home, you need it. We're off till Tuesday. I got everything planned out.
Just bring your bathing suit and your ACUs, and the girls are totally into it.
What, girls? Into what? Come on, they won't go if it's just me.
Milk in the bottle, milk in the bottle.
Oh, that sounds really good. What are you wearing? Hey, come on. You're my buddy, right? I haven't had any in decades.
Okay, so don't make me beg. Just, I need to get laid. You do too, right?
Can we take my car?
I'll let you choose the girl. How's that?
Sure your stepdad ain't gonna show up?
No, he's fishing in Alaska till the end of the season.
Fishing?
Alaska? Gum?
Yeah.
Choke me. Come on.
I know. I'm sorry. She doesn't ever close the door.
Is there any more beer left in the car?
What the hell are you doing?
It's okay. It's all right. I'm just taking the edge off. Extraordinary times, right? Hey, you can give me a break, can't you? You're my buddy, aren't you? Come on. We've been to hell and back together.
Just like that.
You know, he knows what he's doing. It's good. Let's just go to sleep.
Yeah, let's go to bed. Go to bed.
Fucking asshole.
I'm more fun when I drink. Sergeant, you missed out. That's the whole problem. That is the whole problem this time around in Iraq. Vietnam, those guys got laid six ways from Sunday. Bosnia, best brothels in the world. Desert Storm, we had R&R ships with Filipino hookers on call. Yeah, but this war, I don't know. All the religious bullshit, the crusades and jihad, and nobody getting laid. I mean, that right there is half the reason why everybody's so angry. Yeah?
Hey, Charlie, don't surf!
Let's get back.
Yeah. Thinking maybe I ought to have a kid.
Oh, I shouldn't have let you drink.
No, see, that is your other problem right there, hero. You, everything's your fault. Everything's your responsibility. Somebody's going to fall to pieces. Well, here's Will with a glue stick. Some soldier gets drunk. Hey, let me tell you something. I had a beer last month.
okay? A few weeks ago, I had a few more. The other day,
serious.
Today is not the day that I got off the wagon. It's just the day that I'm gonna not bother pretending anymore.
God damn it!
It's okay.
Fuck you!
Let's head back. Stone, let's head back. What did you learn about knots?
Oh, Boy Scouts. They sure love a good knot. Easy to tie, easy to untie, hard to pull loose.
Dude, what's your fucking problem anyway? You own this lake?
Knock and load, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Hey, ladies, what sorority you girls belong to?
What the fuck?
Well, those girls sure overreacted. It's a little fight is all. Thought they were cool. Sorry, buddy. Hey. What the fuck you get with that girl, Laura?
Lara.
Lara. What a name. Huh?
Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Woo!
Home, home on the range.
RSVP, okay? Alan's gonna freak.
Hey, I didn't know you were
Alan,
coming.
Good to see you. Long time.
Yeah. Jesus, you look terrible.
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Tony,
this is Alan. Alan Tony Grimtoby.
Tony, what happened to you guys?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. We do all our own stunts, you know?
Kelly, Tony. Tony Kelly, bride.
Enchante. Hubba hubba. Well, let's get these guys some drinks.
I was just about to sober up. Come on.
Sounds good.
Let's go, Al. Come on.
All right. Mm.
Beautiful. You do?
This is
nothing.
So, on behalf of everyone in the room and those who couldn't make it here tonight, Kelly and Alan, here's to a lifetime together, huh?
There's a lot better things you could be doing than talking.
I would like to say something.
Jesus Christ.
Before you do, I would like everyone to toast our troops. Love the war. or hate it, we support you guys all the way.
They support us
all the way.
Alan? Kelly? Family and friends? The Secretary of the Army is pleased to congratulate you on your engagement.
We love it here. We love it here. You bet your ass we love it here. Hoo-ah!
Go, Sergeant!
Use
car 556 in your upper lip!
This is America!
Dead?
No.
Dear God, help me.
I gotta call my sponsor.
Get out of this together. You could retire. We go fishing in Alaska.
No, this Dorsett will never let me go.
He doesn't own you.
He saved my life. Got me sober till yesterday. Army owns me, and that's fine with me.
That's not fine with me.
All I ever wanted to get shot at. Got too much to ask for on the battlefield. Battle.
thought you said you had your baptism.
Well, I lied. Wasn't much of a war.
Heads up.
Dale Martin's my name. Do you remember me?
Yes, sir.
You know what's the last thing my son said to me? He said, "I'll see you next week." On the phone. That's what he said from over there. And all I said was, "Yeah." I'm not a good talker. But will you please forgive me?
Sir, there's nothing to forgive.
Mama said there'd be days like these.
LT was taking fire two blocks down, and so I made a decision to move up this alleyway so we could get into this Haji market that I knew had roof access. Sniper fire came down on us from everywhere. It was just pop, 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 pop. And we're all scrambling around trying to get some cover when an IED goes off. Blows us back. We're all but I can see Timmerman is still standing, and he has this flap hanging off the side of his head, and when he turns around I can see it's the side of his face. Two of my guys behind us are hit, and I'm yelling at him. You know, yell to get out of the road, but they're screaming so loud they can't hear me. So I take off. I pick one of them up. He was, I don't know, third month, fourth month, 18, 19. Pull the other one with my free hand, take us and drop them behind these truck tires, and we're all catching our breath, trying to radio the bird. When I see Derek just bleeding out in the middle of the street. Now, sniper fired had slowed. And he was on his back. And he has his, he had his hands up like this. He looked like he was praying. Nothing but noise from the radio. So I make a mad dash to him. It's pop, 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 pop. Grab his wrist, drag him across the street behind this burned-out old car. And he keeps looking down at his hands. He keeps looking down at his damn hands. He keeps opening them and closing them. He's opening. He keeps saying over and over, "I can't feel my hands. I can't feel my hands." I'm looking down at his hands. His hands are fine. There's not a spot on them. When his left leg is, you know, halfway down the block. So I start pushing him underneath the car. And I'm saying, Derek, your hands are fine. Your hands are fine. Just sit tight. And he looked at me like I was... He looked at me like I was lying to him. And that's when the IED went off under him.
Jesus.
I actually got pieces of him blasted right into me. It was like flesh shrapnel. When I came to, I'd already been to the FOB. I was on my way to Ramstein in the hospital. I'm laid out, and some guy comes in. I can't see very well, and he drops this little ribbon on my bare chest, and I'm all hooked up to wires and machines and heart rate monitors, IVs, shit I don't need. And he says, son, you're a hero.
Damn right you are.
No. I put him there. I did that. That was me. I didn't mean to. I didn't plan that. There's no planning. You can't plan. You only have the moment, but that's what I did. I loaded him into the bomb. That's not a hero in my book. A couple weeks later, I'm on crutches. Major surgery. Fuck's eye shield patch. And everything looks gray. The nurses, flowers, blood. I'm wandering the halls of the hospital. My ears are ringing. I take the elevator up to the roof and climb the stairs. We're not supposed to be up there, but that's where the doctors take their smoke breaks. So the door was open. And the whole living thing just didn't, you know, make sense anymore. It was... And I was out there for a while. Standing on the edge. And it was cold. It was dark. And I felt calm.
Why didn't you jump?
The sun came up.
The sun came up.
Sun came up and I didn't feel like dying anymore.
Want another one? No, I just Pepsi. This fake beer tastes like laundry.
Where are you heading?
Louisiana.
Taking the piano.
What? Why? Do you play?
No. Oh, a little bit. My mom forced me when I was a kid. Hated it.
Hey, you don't have to. Thanks a lot. Luck.
I've never been very good at timing.
I wouldn't say that.
Maybe you'd let me know where you are, know your address. I don't mind driving.
I think I could handle that. Okay?
Okay.
Email?
Yeah. Just have to get a computer first. I could check at Tony's, though.
You're staying on?
Thinking about it.
Why don't you come inside and give me your address, and I'll write you a letter.
I'd like that.
Cloudy all day. is heard, a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day, and the skies